Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from day 2 of Bumbershoot, the Music and Arts Festival in Seattle, Washington. We're in the Bagley Wright Theater, away from the heat or the cold, depending on how the day turns out. Oh, I wrote this a couple days ago. It's Sunday, September 4th. Two Ocean's 11, and as usual, I'm having a great time here at Bumbershoot, but I realized something yesterday when we were doing the show here, that there's some folks that might come into this theater, just that, you know, it just says Doug Benson, Doug Loves Movies, you know, comedy show, so there's some people who may come in because they're fans of mine, or they may just come in just to see, like, some comedy. So, don't say boo. They're perfectly nice people, but like yesterday when we were playing the Leonard Maltin game, I was like, there's some people out there that have that look like they have no idea what's happening right now, and they're not sure, they don't know if they got into the right show. But, so let me just ask first, how applaud if you've never heard my podcast, Doug Loves Movies. Wow, there's even one in the front row. You got here early for something you have no idea. What's going to happen? Well, that's great. So, there's a smattering, and you know, maybe some up in the balcony. But you know, I think you'll have a good time, nonetheless. Let's see your. Did you guys bring name tags? See, this is the part that really freaks out the people that have never been. They're like, "What? We were supposed to bring something with our name on it?" It's not too late. Find something, scribble your name on it. Wow, is that Dan that's illuminated back there? That one's gonna catch an eye or two. And then there's some with my face on it. The guy's got a Hulk fist over here. That's always good. Is your name Hulk? Did you write your name on the knuckles? What does it say? Neil. All right. Caleb has a big green sign, so I see that. Oh, here's some movie posters over here. Who's your caddy? Was here yesterday. Good luck again. And Bratz again. Okay. Good luck to both of you. You didn't decide to rethink it after I told you yesterday you wouldn't get picked? Okay, you added stuff to it. Good job. Doesn't make a difference to me. What's this thing you have here? Could you pass it up to me? Look at this. It's It's a tongue depressor with eyes and a mustache and a tie, because you don't want him to be naked. And a little flag that says Kevin. That is adorable. I use the word adorable too much. And you've got a cute one too? Well, good luck to everybody. I don't decide. Oh, you've got the same thing as Kevin, but it's the girl version. Does the girl version have a tie on too? Oh, okay. Yeah, so good luck to everybody. I don't pick the name tags. The guests pick the name tags, so it's going to be up to them. Let's go ahead and get to it, right? What do you think? Let's get these fantastic guests out here. Today, my guests are comics who came here to Bumbershoot from New York, Los Angeles, and right here in the Seattle area. Please welcome to the stage Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, Wayne Fetterman, Kyle Kinane, and Anthony Jeselnik.
Thank you.
We nailed that intro.
That was for me. That applause was just for me.
Yeah, I bring everybody out at the same time so they're not embarrassed that Wayne Fetterman's got all the heat and that they're just a bunch of other dudes. It's Wayne Fetterman and some other dudes today. Now Wayne yesterday came out here and... I thought you'd be a great deal of help to Rory Scovel.
I am. The weird thing is, like, I've never won that game, and I consider myself very knowledgeable in movies, and I freeze. I just totally freeze.
Well, so it's just, you know, like you knew a Muppet movie because you were standing backstage listening, and you're like, oh, that's a Muppet movie. It's like something about that extra pressure that makes it hard to come up with it sometimes.
Yeah, it's surprising. I would pick show business as a career.
Well, it's not like you have to go out there and think of an act as soon as you get out there.
That's true.
You don't have to dream it up as you go. You get to prepare. So it makes it a little... this game is tricky because it just has to be something has to fall into your wheelhouse. Like the first time Anthony played it, he knocked it out of the park because the subject was disaster movies. And he just, from the year and little description, he just knew exactly what it was. And... It's a great story.
This whole conversation gives me a whole new respect for audiences.
That they'll come out for anything?
Thing.
With their tongue depressors, wearing ties?
I can't believe nobody threw anything.
Well, there's still plenty of time. Now, Big J, is it fair to say that you're a local favorite? Is that a good way to describe you?
We'll wait till the game's over to see if I'm a favorite. I'm local. Well, I qualify as that.
Well, you're one of my favorites because he's the house MC at Parlor Live out in Bellevue, and he does this thing that he learned from his years of martial arts training called a one-inch punch. He did it to a couple of my guests. Because I threw out the idea that you could get an extra point in the Leonard Maltin game if you let Big Irish Jay punch you from 1 inch away. And I heard rumblings backstage that some of the guests tonight might want to try it.
I've lived through a 3-inch punch. And I suck at this goddamn game, so...
So maybe we
Unless
should just...
Unless all the questions are about Big Trouble in Little China, which I watched a few nights ago. I'm going to have to get my ass kicked to get a leg up on this. Big T and Little C, that's what you call it when you know the film.
All right, let me ask you a question about Big T, Little C. What horrible actress who went on to appear on Sex and the City?
Kim Cattrall.
Done.
You got it nailed. Where's Normzy tonight? There you are. He also wants to contribute a prize tonight. Normzy is from Spokane, and he comes to Bumbershoot.
That's the guy that tweeted that I went 20 minutes over on my last set. I did 5 over, dude.
I
did 5 over.
Yeah, give him a break.
I read Twitter. I read the fan banter.
It was more like 10.
But give him a break. He was drunk. He went to see some bands today and had some beers and then had to do a show.
I got into some stuff.
It happens.
We all have problems.
I had myself a festival.
Festival of problems?
Yeah. Festival of festival issues.
So
Normsy has contributed, and he doesn't drink, so he contributed, somehow he got his hands on six free beers, redeemable in any beer garden here at the festival. Okay. So we're throwing that into the prize package as well. This is an exciting prize package. Now let's talk to my guests for a little bit before we play some games. Kyle. All right, we already talked to you. I'll let you I'll let you sit it off for a few more minutes.
I just say those beer gardens aren't very well appointed.
They're not
beautiful. Gardens.
Garden is not the right word.
That's not the right word. It's more just a corral.
It should be beer area.
Yeah, yeah.
Beer holding pen.
Something. I'm expecting a garden, and I was like, oh, there's grass and a guy throwing up. This doesn't seem
How
like
do you think that grass stays
oh,
so
you're
beautiful?
Right. Good point.
Circle of life.
I didn't know you were an expert on what gets thrown up and how it irrigates grass.
Those Russian dumplings have to go somewhere, man.
Yeah, they do. They do have to go back into the system one way or another.
That's Seattle, man. It's ecological.
Seattle.
They're not staying in you. So, Kyle, you appeared on the show once in Chicago.
I did.
And I thought you did great. I don't know why you think you're not good at this, but...
Who said that?
I mean, not good at... You were good at the game, I thought. I thought you,
you said you weren't good at it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I give a good effort, you know.
That's all that matters.
I try.
Have you seen any movies other than Big Trouble in Little China since we did that show in Chicago?
I went to two movies at the theater.
Isn't he kind of like little Valiant Thor?
You know what I'm talking about?
Thorette.
What the fuck does that mean?
He was on the show yesterday, and he has a longer beard than Kyle's, and certainly a lot bigger.
I'm envious of his whole thing. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
he had red boots on. It was amazing. And they squeak when he walks. Which is something I look for in a boot. So what were the two movies that you saw in a theater?
I saw that monkey movie.
Don't make that joke, Anthony, that you're about to make.
No.
Amy beat you to that one by a day.
I love underhanding that one out there.
Yeah.
Seeing who wants to...
That's more like T-ball. That's more like T-ball.
Yeah, you really just put it on a stick and said, take a swing at it.
I don't get it.
And what was the other one, Kyle?
Attack the Block. I saw Attack the Block.
Oh, love Attack the Block.
Did you love it? It was just a monster movie.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Wait. Is that the one with the maids?
Yeah, these aliens come down and the maids decide to take care of it. Instead of what would really happen, it was just like, oh, good, our... I almost said owners. Our bosses...
I was gonna say
our bosses
don't
are
really...
gonna get killed. This is perfect. Let's just lay low for a while and then rise up. All right. I'm sorry we had to go there 2 days in a row. That's not what I'm about. Wayne Fetterman, help me out here.
Yeah, I did see The Help, and I saw a documentary called.
That's all you have to say about The Help? I saw it. Say something. Well, that's not racist about it.
I'm going to say something that's not racist about it. It was a good attempt. There was incredible acting inside that movie. There was
Viola Davis. She'll get nominated for Best Actress.
No doubt about it. And she'll probably win. But it was I didn't know it was fake. Like I didn't know it was.
Oh,
fiction.
You didn't going into it. You thought maybe a white girl did change the way we feel.
Yeah.
As a nation. the white-haired white girl with the red ringlets.
Right. I know. She was adorable.
Named Shecky? What's her name in it?
Oh, Sparky. No, it's not Sparky. It's something like that. It's...
Satchel?
Scooter. 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 So Scooter...
Scooter Titty is her name.
Scooter Titty. Who is still in jail, I think. But so anyway, so Scooter... That was a political joke. There's one person who follows politics in this crowd. So Scooter
was a great political joke.
Scooter Titty was actually a good political joke.
Relax, Dennis Miller. It's going to be okay.
Settle down, hot shot.
God, he used to be funny. Oh, I love that.
My favorite reference of his of all time is Buckminster Fuller.
Yeah, because no all one of his knows. References, like, what the
like
fuck
no one knows.
Saying?
But he's.
I always think of Dennis Miller as the biggest casualty from 9/11.
The biggest, more than the 3,000 dead.
How many?
More than the 3,000. What about the losing your right to make a phone call without being tapped?
Oh my God!
It got real.
It got real.
Wait, are we for or against that? What? Oh, that's what happened after 9/11?
Yeah. Those are all casualties of 9/11, people.
Yo, my phone conversations are the shit. Like, I'm glad someone's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, it makes it exciting that a third party might be listening.
Yo, like, they call me back when I order pineapple on a pizza. They go, you don't want that. And I'm like, oh. Thank you, government. Thanks for stepping in. Oh, pineapple and bacon. No, man.
Just the bacon.
Just now, take a step back.
24/7, I'm the jerky boys. Like, it's great.
So what's this documentary that you were about to
tell
us
about? It's called The Interrupters.
Oh, I heard that's great.
Yeah, I know. It's about African-American people, and it's not about the movies. But
it's not about them. It's not them yelling at the movie.
Well, that's what it is. Like, black people is called The Interrupters. It's like, okay, we know what this is going to be about. Is that wrong?
Is it about black people?
Or like Kanye?
Black most people ironic in... part is seeing that in the theaters.
Right.
Is Scooter I thought it was in a that?
So that's what I Sorry. Thought it was, but it's not. It's not about that at all. But that is a thing. Like,
what
talk
is it
about
though? I've read a little bit about it, and I still don't get exactly what it's about. It's the same director who did Hoop Dreams.
Correct.
And that's a great documentary. And he also followed these guys around for a while.
Just 1 year. 1 year. Not like the Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams was a lot, 4 years.
Oh, yeah, it's the gang members, right? Ex-gang members who come back and counsel kids.
No. But it's...
That's scared straight.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's more...
Anthony, when are you going to get your mind off of The Help? Quit describing The Help. The Helpers.
Yeah, it's about, it's exactly what Anthony said. It's about a group, it's like ex-gang members who interrupt. It's not about stopping gangs because they can't stop gangs. You can't do it. So it's about interrupting violence right before it happens. So they like step in and like, hey.
They're like human shields.
In a weird way, to bring it back to Iraq, yeah.
Wait, can I try real fast?
Yeah, go.
Get in there.
Hey, gangs.
No, you can't do it.
Oh, it's black guys, Anthony.
Cut that shit out. We'll find out tomorrow.
So we did some what good here.
It's a good thing nobody has to work tomorrow. We can all find out the news.
And then I saw a movie called The Guard. Really, no one?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah. I think it's going to be nominated for Best Foreign.
Best what?
Foreign.
Best foreign.
That's film. A category, best foreign? But it's not, foreign language is the category. And
it's foreign language?
They speak in English, right?
Oh, no, it's like weird
Don
Irish.
Don Cheadle didn't learn another language,
it's like weird
did he?
Irish, bro. It is. Oh, I thought it's that foreign language?
Best foreign film in the Academy Awards is foreign language film. So it's each country that's not here or the UK. contributes.
I've only been watching the Oscars for 40 years, so it's...
You'll get it eventually. And now they're not doing 10 movies. They've already knocked that off.
Ah, oh, thank God.
And what they're going to do is they've had this elaborate system where it might be 6 movies, it might be 7, but it's just going to be movies that get a certain number of votes. So it probably won't. It could be as many as 10, but it probably won't.
But you know,
be 10.
I heard today that Eddie Murphy might be the guy to ruin the Oscars.
Well, the host gets the blame every year, but I think it's a pretty atrocious show no matter who's doing it.
I can't fucking believe that joke didn't get more.
I can't. Maybe they didn't hurt the maybe they think maybe they think Eddie Murphy will be awesome at it.
Maybe he'll just maybe. Interrupt.
Wait, is Eddie Murphy hosting the Oscars?
Where did you hear that?
He's in The Help. Wow, nailed it.
So, Wayne, the question I wanted to ask you...
Do it.
...is...
You know what Jack Burton says?
Forget it.
You're famous, at least in my podcast world, you're famous for your one and out movie roles where you have one scene and then you're not, that's your whole part in the picture.
Correct.
Do you have any of those in the can that you can tell us about?
Ooh, what's in your can?
Are there any coming up?
No, the only thing is there's going to be a movie I'm going to be in, but it's Jeff Garland's new movie. Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
Jeff Garland.
Call him.
It's about Little League, and I think I'm going to play one of the dads of the Little Leaguers. So it might be more than a Fetterman and Out, which would make it was a good run though. I went from like Legally Blonde right up to Funny People, and then that was it.
You don't have a one and out in Judd's new movie about being 40?
Thanks for rubbing it in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds like things are going great, buddy.
And Anthony's going to be on a little something called the Charlie Sheen roast on Comedy Central.
That's true.
And you can't tell us any of the jokes you're going to say.
You know what I could do? I had some jokes. I had written a bunch of stuff, and then I found out you can't make rape jokes about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I heard that when you were on another podcast that was taped right here on this very stage in front of many of these same people.
Yeah, well, I didn't write more of them.
So we don't need to hear the same ones again. Just listen.
I can tell.
To
I had one more that I didn't.
Comedy
tell last
Bang
night.
Bang.
You want me to tell that one?
Yes, please.
I said
this is a rape joke you can't tell on the
that
show.
That I couldn't tell. Yeah, abandoned rape joke. Saddest of all rape jokes. I said Mike Tyson went to jail, and he was the only prisoner in the history of jails to rape a guy who was just there visiting a friend.
Through the glass over a phone.
Like, I think he's just wandering around.
Oh, God. Interruption.
I thought it was through the little holes in the glass.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So how does it work? Does Mike Tyson just like, and no rape jokes? That's my impression of Mike Tyson. No rape jokes. I'll show up, but no rape jokes.
Well, if you guys would allow me to throw away my career in the next 3 minutes, I would love to tell you, but I will not.
Because all the powers that be listen to this podcast.
Listen, you don't understand how fucking famous I am.
No,
someone's
going
to fucking Google.
That's your license plate on your car, fucking famous. With a couple of letters missing. You have to figure it out. It's a puzzle.
Yo, I don't have a car. I just fucking put my hand up. I didn't even get a cab. Somebody just stops. And then, like, that shit you said to the situation was hilarious. Where you need to go.
Were there any off-limit things with Donald Trump? Was there anything he said you can't say?
Yeah. His one thing. When people usually say, like, my kids you can't talk about or this thing, whatever. Something really personal. Trump was, you couldn't say he had less money than he says he does.
Wow. That's because
people, gotta admire
people
that.
Would believe it.
You
got
to admire him.
If you came out and said, yeah, I saw your books, you don't have any money. Everyone would believe it.
And then
Donald Trump, you've got $10. Fucking sue me.
I remember when William Shatner was roasted, they told everybody they couldn't talk about the one wife of his that drowned in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's a lot heavier than don't tell him how much money you think I have.
Yeah.
And rape. Tyson and Shatner win on the untouchable subjects. Trump is a pussy.
The one thing, no one really knew about his wife drowning in a pool. It wasn't like a huge thing. Tyson, the fucking second thing you think of is he went to jail for years in the prime of his career for raping a beauty pageant runner-up or winner, depending on how you look at it. And that
no,
was not a,
no,
that
she
was
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that wasn't a roast joke. That was off the top of my head right here.
Nice. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, I wasn't on the roast with William Shatner, but if I was, I would have asked him how much he enjoyed that movie that was out at that time called Lady in the Water. I know. It was, but it's off limits, so I can't. It was really off limits for me because I wasn't even on the roast. But
maybe I can use it. Maybe I could make it, I love that movie, Raped Lady in the Water.
You should do jokes about how everyone on the dais has raped people. That's the loophole.
Right, except Mike Tyson.
People
talk about everyone else doing rape.
People keep saying that to me as if I haven't fucking tried. It's a tangled web.
I don't even know. Why is it called a roast? Why is it just called Kick Me While I'm Down, the roast of whoever?
Hilarious.
It's the worst people.
Why do they call it a roast? What are you, fucking
like,
Jerry Seinfeld's
like Charlie
deadbeat
Sheen's
brother?
Why do they call it a roast?
It's a fucking roast. It's history. Everyone's cool with it.
Everyone's cool with it?
What, is there a drunk echo in here?
What, is there a drunk echo in here? You guys really are like, we just caught the two of you on stools in a bar. It was a little soberer on the ends. So, B.I.J.
Yes, sir.
What have you seen lately, motion picture-wise?
I think the last thing I saw was Cowboys and Aliens, because I think I was scarred from when me and you went and saw the, what was that, the Fast and Furious?
We saw Fast Ugh. Five together, and Ugh. I kept trying to convince you that a Fast Five is a hand job, and that's not gay. If your friend needs a release, and it only takes five...
I did enjoy you trying to convince me, though.
It was a fun debate.
Spirited.
Furious.
Yeah. But yeah, we sat through that together, and then now you saw, what was it?
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, how was, I haven't
I
seen
like
that.
It.
It looked not that great to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was, pretty much you saw everything you needed to see in the previews. It was about an hour longer than it needed to be. It was boring.
Bless you.
Jesus.
Are you allergic to cowboys or aliens?
Yeah.
Or both. What a horrible life that would be.
I can't go to sci-fi or westerns.
And I'm
or
sorry,
Mexico.
But that's what you sound like. It's a very accurate impression.
It was close to Tyson, I will say.
My Tyson is also what I my go-to for whenever I do a lady's voice.
That's my voice.
All right, you guys, shall we play a game?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Do you want to play Build a Title or a Leonard Maltin game?
Maltin.
All right. That's enough votes.
Good input, Kyle.
I don't need to hear from everybody. So, as you guys may remember from appearances in the past, everybody has name tags. They're holding them up. Oh, there's a water bottle. That's a good one.
Yeah, too.
And
that one's lit up over there.
Yeah. Speaking of being lit up.
Do we walk out and grab something?
Everyone go out and get the name tag you want to play for. Just take it from the person. And
I heard someone had a baby the other day.
I want to light up Dan.
Like really crazy?
I see it. I see you.
There.
Yeah, yesterday we had a baby up here.
See it. I don't know. I'm not saying
Alex.
Yes or no. I'm walking around.
Light up Dan. Light
I
up
see
Dan.
It. It's birthy.
Light up fat, so I just go.
Oh,
here.
Way
go
at
right
the
there.
Back here. That's where I got you. I see. I'm looking around.
You
I'm
want light
around.
Up Dan, Kyle?
Yeah, I want light up.
There you go. Go get that from him.
What is that?
Oh, I got to take it.
I don't know.
Here we go.
I don't know. What? Easy,
oh,
easy.
It was a trick. He just wrote Dan on a piece of paper and put his phone behind it.
There's only a few people.
God damn it, Dan.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's your name?
I was going to lose anyway, but now I'm not as upset.
Huh? I know.
This part is always fun for people to listen to.
He did draw a bat with
a face.
Where
did he go?
Very creative name tag.
All right, Julie, come on.
Alex.
Why do you guys pick the shittiest ones?
Right. Sorry,
can you read it?
Why is that creative?
He
just scribbled Alex on a flyer for... I don't even know what this flyer is for. Something about turning off your cell phone. There you go.
My girl Kayla wrote...
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
She wrote, I came in my hat to come see you, and that caught my eye. The hat or the name tag?
She's not wearing a hat.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Where is that hat? Where's the hat?
What?
Where's the hat?
Oh, you're wearing a hat now? Or did I not see the hat?
The back of mine says, shithead equals Matt McFarlane.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, people write their shitheads on the back for me later if they lose. And
is that what it is?
Should I hold on to that or do you hold on to it?
You can have it. You should hold it. Okay. Wayne has a little school bus that says Julie on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because I'm usually seen around school buses.
How did you know that about him, Julie? Yeah,
she knows. She goes to my website, www.childpredator.gov. / Boy Scout. One word, Boy Scout. No dash.
Oh, you should put that in your act.
All right. It is in my act, and you said that knowing that. Just to hurt me.
I brought wood monkeys like I always do. And I'm gonna shoot one out into the crowd for some lucky person to catch. Hopefully not with their face.
Don't say that.
I'm not going to say what's on the back of Julie's bus thing.
I just learned you're not supposed to say.
Okay, are we supposed to be talking during this? Because it's weird for the people at home.
Air comes.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, for those at home, Doug is so high, he can't even put it on his finger. He can't even manage to get it on. Oh, no, he's going to do it. He's claiming he can do it. He's talking without a microphone. Here we go. He's aiming. He shoots all the way to the third row.
Oh. Holy shit. Fucking Willie Mays over there made an amazing catch.
He jumped up for it. That's the kind of guy that pushes his own baby off the edge of the ballpark stands just to get to the ball.
Couldn't hear what you said. Stick to catching monkeys.
Do what you're good at. That's why there's this unemployment problem in this country. Because there's not a lot of work for monkey catchers. What? Okay. Also in the prize bag, in addition to a Woot Monkey, we also have a copy of one of my CDs, Professional Humoridian. We've got Anthony Jeselnik's CD, Shakespeare. It's kind of a ripoff because he just reads Shakespeare's sonnets.
But my timing is fucking ridiculous.
And you narrowed it down to just the ones about rape, so that's
a
fun.
A lot of them, if you really dig.
Wayne works on the late night with Jimmy Fallon program, so he brought a t-shirt.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Did.
Why do you still have this?
I don't know.
Just in case?
It was just left over.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have like a basement full of shirts. You invite the ladies over.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet Jimmy Fallon's shirt?
If you're going to go to the gym and you don't mind being laughed at, it's perfect. I'm family.
Yeah, Anthony worked on the show as well, so he can say that. But you guys quit, so it's kind of mean. Normsy brought some beer tickets. I already talked about that. And then yesterday I lost the prizes that Rory Scoville brought, and then we found them today. So
those are my prizes now.
Yeah, so those represent Kyle's prizes. Two VIP passes for, it says Sunday on them.
Wow.
I
that's swear, probably I was like the backstage, best I could have drummed up anyway. So.
I was backstage talking to somebody about it, like, oh, yeah, I'll just give him out today. This is perfect. All right, so.
Guys, Wiz Khalifa's playing in like an hour and a half.
Does anybody want to run outside without getting a hand stamp and then need to get back in? Because this will come in handy. Really? Just throw it in the crowd. No. You need one, really? For today?
Nobody needs those.
Oh, yeah, you could still probably get in to see Wiz with this. Oh, okay, well, I'll keep it in the prize package then. Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought it meant, like, admission to the place, so that would be funny to give that to people that are already here. But since you can still go stand in a VIP section for Wiz Khalifa. I wonder if they, like, change the... What?
What is a Wiz Khalifa?
Yo, Wiz Khalifa's from Pittsburgh. He's one of the best young rappers alive. Fucking recognize. But I'm still going to see the Kills.
Ooh, good reference drop.
And Wayne also brought this. What is this, Wayne?
It's a notebook. It's
oh, from the movie?
Yeah.
From the film of the same name? Very clever.
It's called a Moleskine. It's a famous notebook that Hemingway used.
Hemingway, Picasso, you.
Exactly. Just you don't know what that down. Is? You don't know what a Moleskine is? You've never used one?
I always use Moleskine condoms.
Oh, okay. Because that has the extra thing that wraps around it like that? It's a Moleskine humor. This is very precise. But there is an extra little band that keeps it quiet.
Yeah, you wrap it around. Gets,
yeah, yeah.
Gives guys, you a little extra.
Guys, these are all jokes that Hemingway did.
And Irish J brought two tickets to attend a show. How limited is the rules on this thing? Is it pretty open? They can go
yeah,
pretty much any
want.
Show?
Whenever you want.
Any show at Parlor Live over yep. in Bellevue. And whoever wins this might be able to use it like sometime early next year. I'm going to try to come back and do another Doug Loves Movies from there. Because I like that place. Yeah, so. All right, so that's all the stuff that you can win with the Leonard Maltin game today. Good luck to the people who got their name tags chosen. And let's go ahead and play.
Let's play.
Yeah.
Do it.
We'll start down there with BJ.
Thank you.
BJ and his Fast J's.
Fast and Furious.
When we
they are should we wait? I heard they were furious.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get your 1 point for 1-inch punches right now, or do you want to wait until you think you need a point? You can't get it once you already have 1 point, because then that would just make you the winner.
Right. Go ahead.
I'll wait till I need it.
Okay.
I have a question about the
Anthony,
1-inch.
Anthony, do you want to just go ahead and get a point right
which
now?
Which is right now.
I'll wait.
I have a question about the 1-inch punch.
Yes.
Do you do metric conversion? No, my question is, where is it punched? Where do you punch? Anywhere?
You can be anywhere you want, but usually I do it in the stomach.
Okay, I have a weak stomach.
Can't take a Charlie horse?
Yeah, I was thinking a shoulder or something like that. Would you do that?
It's too. My hand's too big for the shoulder.
You feel the shoulder.
Yeah, it's too.
But
my hands are going to slip off.
Your what?
Shoulder's too small.
Okay, so
my hand.
I have a feminine shoulder. Is this what you're telling me?
Sit down, small shoulders.
I've never been told that. I mean, your hand will slip
S-squared.
Off.
S-squared.
Could
yeah.
it be that your hand is just too heavy?
Is that a fat joke?
No.
God damn you.
No.
Stop talking. You're going to get real fucked yeah. up when you get...
It's about to be a, it's about to be a 2-foot punch.
He would never make a fat joke about you. You're too ham-fisted.
It wasn't a fat joke. It was just a big hand joke.
Fast and the Furious.
Also, I forgot. There's two coupons for there's a Czar. You could get a there's something called Czar. Is that how you'd pronounce that? Czar?
Yeah, yeah. It's the place you go. If who gives a fuck?
And you can get a pelmeni dumpling.
Oh, fuck.
Rory really talked these up last night, and I'd lost them, so.
Anthony, I think you missed your calling in advertisement.
I actually do a lot of advertising.
Motivational speaker?
Not so much.
So this place, if you want to go here, if you're in the area, it's 3516 Fremont Place North to get a beef or potato pelmeni dumpling.
I want both. I want a beef and a potato.
Wow. Maybe someone here is about to go on a honeymoon.
Spice up the bedroom.
Literally.
Spice up the bathroom.
Spice up your life. Going to that Spice Girl song. Okay, so... We'll start down there with Jay. You get to pick a category. Would you like... The Dan Peck Show on Twitter suggested, since we're in Seattle, suggested Starbucks. And so that category is movies that have the word star or buck in the title. Today is Dr. Drew Pinsky's birthday, so films that feature a cameo by Dr. Drew Pinsky. They exist. I found one. And then at Chris Pierce, P-I-E-R-S, he suggested weak movies, which is not movies that are not very good, but movies that have a day of the week in the title. So it's star or buck, Drew Pinsky, or weak movies.
Weak movies.
Which would you like?
All right. Weak movies.
Weak movies. Everybody's thinking of some now. Oh, I love that movie, Thursday Night
Fever.
All I'm
thinking is this game already sucks.
It already sucks?
Yeah.
Because you're, it's your turn soon.
Are you okay, Anthony? Everything all right?
I'm not. Things are...
He doesn't know how to process joy, so it's different.
There's too much happiness in the room for him.
Too much laughter. His joys are thin shoulders. He can't handle it.
Seriously, guys, things have been really tough at home with my second family.
That's a great fucking joke. Here's another.
That's great. I didn't know you could be funny.
This is like a mini roast.
That one wasn't so good, but give me a minute.
All right, Jay. This movie has a day of the week in the title. It's from 2004, 3 stars from Leonard. That's fairly accurate, I think. He says that the movie has expected cliches, expected ones, and he also says it's based on a highly regarded book. And it's from 2004, 3 stars. If you're in the audience and you think you know the answer, don't blurt it out, no matter how drunk you are. No matter if you just came from the beer garden, try to be quiet. And there are 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Yay. 5.
Jay says 5 names. Strong, cut it in half, opening bid.
4.
Okay, small shoulders.
These are small shoulders.
SS bids 4. And then we go to beardy, drunky guy.
It's Kyle.
Kyle, thank you. When I'm high, I think everyone's drunk and has a beard.
Do it. Do it in 4, because I'm ready to take a punch.
All right,
let's do it.
He says, name that movie, Wayne, and so...
I don't even think I need the names.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Why didn't you just bid 0 names then?
Because I wanted to see what Drunky was going to do.
All right, okay.
No, I didn't. I don't know.
All right.
Should I just go?
I can give you the names anyway, or you can show off.
Wait, can I... I've got so much faith in what Wayne's about to say. Like, I really believe Wayne's about to nail it. Can I, like, somehow... jump on board.
Yeah.
And
bet over
like
him.
Half a point for just like doubling down on him.
Yeah.
No, you can get a whole point for taking a 1-inch punch.
Maybe later.
Wayne,
we'll see.
Tuesday, just to save some time, go ahead and say it.
Tuesdays with Maury.
That's incorrect. As a TV movie, first of all.
Can I just guess? I think I got it.
Second
guess.
Of all, that was a TV movie. Doug doesn't love TV movies, except for Brian Song and the one with the Zuni fetish doll. What about the Killers? What about the Killers?
What does
that have to do with anything?
Fucking day of the week
that was a TV
killer.
Movie that got released theatrically, too.
Oh, okay, so that happened once.
I didn't think it would. I know it was
Thanks
a TV
for coming
movie.
By, small-shouldered loophole finder. You're going to have so many nicknames before you get out of here.
I got a guess.
Hey, check out Johnny Nicknames over here.
You do want to guess?
Yeah, it doesn't matter either way.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Kyle got the point. Good for you, Kyle.
Is it...
Yeah! No.
Welcome back. Is it Any Given Sunday?
No.
All right.
I mean, you could just sit here and guess movies with a day of the week in it, but...
Any Given Sunday wasn't a book. It wasn't even a script.
Can I give him a one-inch punch now?
You want to give me one?
You might be able to in a second. Let's tell everybody that's excited to hear what the actual answer is. Does anybody in the audience think they know it? Friday Night Lights is correct.
That's what I meant.
Friday Night Lights.
Football.
Which I like to pronounce Friday Night Lights, and it sounds like it's about children that are afraid to go to sleep in the dark on the weekends. All right. Now it's time to start with you, Anthony. Then we'll be heading back the other way over to Kyle and Wayne and Jay. You get to pick a category, Anthony. Okay. Would you like... It's Labor Day weekend, according to @WestProVideo on Twitter. I'll have to take his word for it. Or hers. Could be a lady named WestProVideo. And so, for Labor Day weekend, movies with pregnancy involved. Movies that have a pregnant person. And then summer blockbusters, that's blockbuster movies that came out during a summer. And then Leguizamo, it's movies with either leg, quiz, or mo in the title. Which one of those would you like, Anthony, or which one do you...
You know what I'd like?
Pick the one you understand.
I'd like you to stop wasting my time and give me the fucking babies.
The pregnant one.
Whatever.
Do you want to get a point first by getting a one-inch punch?
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
There
it's
we
happening.
Go. There we go.
It's happening.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I got it.
Maybe you should put down that expensive microphone.
All right, here we go. He's coming in. He gets one inch away and still manages...
Oh!
Oh, no, you did it.
Oh, wow.
2 points.
That's not usually how it goes. That's not how the one-inch punch works.
Yeah, that was also a really terrible face slap. You didn't take into account how far away his face was from you.
Did you half-watch wrestling growing up? What happened there?
I felt like that was a... I mean, it's hard because we're not dating.
Wayne Fetterman, would you like a one-inch punch?
Would I?
Yeah.
Not in the stomach, but in the shoulder. In the skinny shoulder.
Or what about...
The shoulder's too minuscule.
Right up here, like chest area.
I don't want to give him a heart attack.
That would give him a heart attack?
Well,
would you like a one-inch punch?
I don't need to get points.
Come on, Kyle. Let's do it. Oh, yeah.
Well, now he's just showing off because he can't win by getting a punch. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. What is the point of this? This is retarded.
Oh, he didn't wait at all.
Kyle got hurt. Kyle is hurt.
Don't puke.
Bullshit.
You didn't even give me a chance to work it up.
Jesus Christ.
You didn't even give me a chance to drum up some interest.
I was trying to grab your attention.
He is bad at building. Jay always doesn't build the drama. He just gets right to it.
Everything's soft. You hit everything soft.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I think that was more than an inch.
When you told me you would do these things on the show, I was like, why? And now I know. That was amazing.
Stop being a big bitch, Jizzlenick.
I'm the bitch, but you're the one who gets punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Like a goddamn man.
Say say what you want about Kyle, but massive shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm getting hammered here.
But, Kyle, it doesn't hurt anymore, right?
Nah.
No. Okay. It's a brief...
I think I'm bleeding.
It's a brief pain.
You'll be shitting blood later.
It's a brief pain, and I'm sorry that I
was gonna
enjoy
be
that
blood
so
later
much.
Anyway.
It's Sunday already?
Russian dumplings and 20 beers.
That's all it takes, huh?
It's
Stop. All right, you guys. The category is pregnant ladies in movies. Or like a scene where a birth scene, some, you know, something about pregnancy. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2007. He says it's the story of a mystery man. Yeah, that's a great clue. And he says, despite the efforts of the stunning cast, this sleazy film leaves a bad aftertaste. Yeah, and it involves pregnancy.
2006.
No, it's from 2007.
2000. Oh.
Or was that your guess? Or is that how many names you think you can get it in?
Yeah, it's not far off.
All right, so you get 7-9 names. So start the bidding, Anthony.
I'm going to say 5 names.
Right on. Kyle.
You still awake, Kyle?
Oh my God, he's in shock. He's dead. He's in shock.
He's in a 1-inch coma.
That's what I tell the ladies.
Stupidest joke you're going to hear all night. That's it. We got the dumbest one out of the way. 4 names.
Wayne.
I say name it, Mr. 1-inch.
That's not the nickname. Yeah.
What is the nickname? Tell me what the nickname. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. One-inch nightmare?
It's still, it's something, the 1-inch part is really hard to overcome.
No matter how
dastardly the rest of the nickname is.
I don't know, the 1-inch, you could be the 1-inch miracle.
A 1-inch assassin.
So how many names does Kyle get?
Shallow 4. And rapid. 4. Kyle 4 can
names.
Story.
Kyle gets 4 names.
4 names. Do you want the clues again, Kyle?
2007.
And if he gets this, he wins.
1.5 stars.
It's a lousy movie about a baby.
It's not about a baby. There's a pregnant woman or a scene where a woman gives birth.
Did she have the baby?
Does she what?
Did she have the baby by the end of the movie?
I shouldn't be saying that much, but the baby is born in the film, yes.
Ooh. And, Q&A session,
and there's a mystery man in it, and it's sleazy and
mystery
a stunning
baby
cast.
2000.
And your 4 names. Your 4 names are Tony Munch.
Ugh,
Julian Richings.
This is stunning.
These aren't even real.
Ramona
people.
Pringle. Yeah, I'm just making up
Ramona
names.
Ramona Pringle. Pringle and did you just say Ramona Pringle?
Yeah.
Pringle and
it gets
Munch.
Worse. Daniel Pylon.
What the fuck? I took an improv class.
Daniel
with Daniel
Orange
Pylon.
Cone.
Daniel Pylon and Ramona Pringle.
And okay. Munch? Yeah. Somebody named Munch, Pringle, and Pylon are in this
tough.
Movie.
That's tough because Pylon's been in a lot of shit.
3 Pringles and a baby.
Daniel he's got a twin brother.
So I don't think you have any idea, right?
Did you give me 4 names? What was the 4th name?
It was Pylon and Pringle and Richings, Julian Richings.
Oh,
and Tony
shit,
Munch.
Julian Richings really turned
he just
around.
Named the fucking Key Grips. Just name any
this is
movie.
One of those movies where like the top 3 names are the ones you really need to hear to have any idea what the
yeah,
hell
why
I'm
don't you
about.
Say those?
That's because I'm a great player.
I should have started from the top, you're right. So,
and it was a baby
so do you
movie
give up
from,
or do you can you name a movie where a baby is born?
Can I just get punched again?
We can do that.
No, you already have 1 point. You can't get punched to win.
2000 what?
7.
2007. I'm gonna say the fucking.
Well, that's already wrong.
Yeah.
That word's usually not in titles.
I don't know it. I don't even
let me just give you one to say it's wrong, but I'll, just so you can say
I know
something.
It's wrong.
Try Operation Dumbo Drop. Isn't there a baby elephant in there?
Isn't that Richard Dreyfuss and a...
When did Precious come out?
How dare you? Yes.
This has come full circle.
That cunt was pregnant.
And yet we still have to keep
movie.
Going. I think this movie's a minor classic. The rest of the names, the point goes to Wayne. So now Wayne and Kyle each have a point. And,
I have 2 points. I got punched in the stomach.
No, you can't win with that, though. And we're playing to 2.
What's the...
You just,
sorry about
I tried to
I
explain...
Thought you would get it.
I tried
would
to
count.
Explain that to you, but I think you might be drunk.
It actually didn't even happen.
I'll tell you when I'm drunk.
Hey, Kyle, it was
2, 3, I'm drunk.
Kyle, it was still
say working. Something confident, condescending.
Are you talking to me? I did.
Of course I'm talking to you.
I did. I said something confident and condescending, but you went way over your time and interrupted me.
Yeah, everybody has a time limit.
That's some inside baseball for you people.
We all have a style.
All right. Does anybody in the audience think they know it?
Shoot them up.
That's right.
Shoot them up.
What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah, at the very beginning, the lady has a baby, and he uses a gun to shoot the umbilical cord, and then the whole movie is him running around shooting while carrying a baby.
That's it's not amazing about having a baby.
Is Paul Giamatti in
it? Born in it.
Shoot him up. It's a movie about a baby.
Paul Giamatti is in it. He's the baby.
He's only a baby compared to you, Wayne.
Good.
That was an age joke. That was like, I was calling
an
Wayne
age
old.
Joke? Oh,
yeah, you said age.
Age.
Like that Paul Giamatti's really old, but he would be a baby to Wayne because Wayne's like way older.
All right.
I think the more I explain it, I feel like the more I explain it, the meaner it is.
All right, Jay, like,
the more
I
talk about it.
Jay gets to pick a category now. We're on a time crunch now. Unlike the last time we did this where they just let us go on for 2 hours, this theater is very serious about...
They let you go on for 2 hours, motherfucker. I was trying to wrap it up.
You should listen to it.
Never.
Okay, so Jay, you get to pick a category. Where did I leave off? Oh, Labor Day. So summer blockbusters, decapitations, or... I forgot this one. At Pink Fixed Gear on Twitter suggested Hold Me, which is a movie with a hostage situation.
Let's do summer blockbusters.
All right. This summer blockbuster is from 1983.
Jesus Christ.
Letterball gave it 2.5 stars. He says that this movie is an older, well-known movie, but he says this version of it is for the Pac-Man generation. Isn't Leonard part of the Pac-Man generation? I guess he's a little older than that. And he says about this movie, he says, it's easy to see why this movie is so popular with kids. Most of the adults in the film are boobs. The adults are boobs in this summer blockbuster from 2.5 stars, 1983, and there are 9 names.
Nine.
How many names do you want, Jay?
9.
You go the full 9. Yeah. So then we go to Wayne. Wayne's probably going to go lower. I don't think he's going to say name it.
Name it.
No, you're not. All 9 names. That'd be
That's
ridiculous.
That's a nice move.
Why? Is that that's against the rules?
It's stupid. I'll just give him the point right now and move on. If they
all right,
want to say
all
that.
Right, I'll take it back. I'll take it back. God, I didn't know I was going
to
get yelled at again every
Don't
time
be
I come
bullied.
In.
I
am. I'm a skinny.
Don't be bullied.
I'm a
Small
skinny shouldered fucking wimp.
That's why you shouldn't be bullied.
8. There, you happy, Doug?
As you lift your shoulders, 8.
8. Mm.
Kyle. Name it.
Fuck. But I don't want this humiliation.
Right. Either way, we're going to have a winner, so I'm very excited. I'm not even going to give you the clues again, Wayne, because if you can't get this with the 8 names, I don't know what to do for you ever.
All right, I'm going to stand for this.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Get away from me. Don't try to peek.
I'm not going
to
look.
All right, here we go. John Spencer, Michael Madsen, Maury Chaykin, Juanine Clay, what? Barry Corbin, Ali Sheedy, John Wood, and Dabney Coleman, summer blockbuster from 1983. All of the adults are boobs in this summer blockbuster. Everyone out there knows it except for him.
I have no idea.
Dabney
That's a
Coleman.
Lot of names.
Dabney Coleman.
Kyle is going to win this shit.
I know. I don't know why. I don't fucking
He's
listen.
Fucking... Kyle hasn't even
told
been
you not to be bullied,
this.
Wayne.
I know. You bullied me into this humiliation. Do the names one more time. Ali Sheedy.
Yeah. Dabney Coleman.
Yeah.
Those are the two that are in it a lot. And then a bunch of other names. Barry Corbin.
John, I don't know. The War
late,
Games.
The late John Spencer.
War Games.
That's correct.
Oh, shit. He's walking off. He's walking off.
It's a walk-off homer.
Amazing.
Why
aren't you standing up?
Amazing. It was easy.
Why aren't you standing?
Why is that amazing?
amazing.
That was incredible. The walk-off. It was dramatic.
He just pretended to not know it just so he could seem like a big fat show-off.
That's the business we're in.
Put the game on his back with those skinny shoulders and just walked off with it.
Killed it, Fetterman.
He walked off because he knew a one-inch punch was coming. Where's Julie at? Where'd he get this from? Julie! Here you go. Here's all your prizes. Congratulations. Thanks, Julie. Oh, do you want this too, Julie? Right at her feet.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Dan, we already know who Dan wants to call a shithead. Did Alex write his shithead on the back?
Nope.
No? Okay, Alex, did you go this side or that side?
He's right here.
Where is he? Oh, there he is. That's too far away for me to hear you. I mean, everyone will hear it if you yell from there. And who's Anthony got? Anthony's might be on the back. Is it on the back?
It's not on the back.
Not on the back.
I'm going to have her yell it to me.
Okay, and what was yours?
No, well, who do you want me to call a shithead?
Have you ever heard the podcast? I guess not. You just scribbled some shit on a piece of paper. Because I told you to at the beginning. Who in the world or a friend do you think is a shithead?
All right, How about Alex? How about Alex is a shithead?
I'll get it for you. I got it. I'll get it for him. Don't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Let's hear it for Wade Fetterman, Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, and Kyle Kinane, and Anthony Jeselnik as the drunken Fitzpatricks.
Kyle. Punch
him in the chest.
And as always, Matt McFarlane is a shithead. Oh, don't forget to come see us again tomorrow, and then I'll be at the Neptune Theater here in Seattle on Friday, October 28th. Matt McFarlane's a shithead. Banked is a shithead. I don't know what that means. And that guy who couldn't come up with a name is a shithead.
Alex. Alex is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.